This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro kubvumbi 18, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans. Happy 36th Independence Anniversary. Long live Zimbabwe. Long live our independence. Makorokoto. Amhlophe. Congratulations.
Zimbabwe inosvitsa makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga. Vamugabe vachiti vacharamba vachishandira nyika kudzamara zvinhu zvanaka.
Isu sevatauriri vemapato anokwana gumi, ma opposition political parties, takange tichiita misangano mazuva fura tichigara pasi tichionesana tichiti makomrades ngatigarei pasi tione kuti tingapa statement ipi inobatanidza tose.
Mapato anopikisa anoti akazvipira kushanda pamwe chete mukuunza rugare munyika, izvo zvavanoti zvatadzwa kuitwa nezano PF. Nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi nezveutano dzinowirirana kuti hurumende iri kukundikana mukuwanisa veruzhinji utano hwakanaka. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nhasi zvapemberera kusvitsa kwaita nyika makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere, mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachivimbisa kuti hurumende yavo ichagadzirisa zvose zviri kunetsa munyika. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Tiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans. Happy 36th Independence Anniversary. Long live Zimbabwe. Long live our independence. Makorokoto. Amhlophe. Congratulations.
Zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu zvaungana munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika zvichipemberera kusvitsa kwaita nyika makore makumi matatu nematanhatu nyika yawana kuzvitonga. Vachaura pamhemberero dzaitwa munhandare yeNational Sports Stadium muHarare, vaMugabe vati hurumende yavo yashanda kugadzirisa nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika, kunyange hazvo hurumende yavo yakatemerwa zvirango nenyika dzekunze dzakaita seAmerica.
So some improvements are taking place across the line. Let me also acknowledge that the African Development Bank has been of help, tremendous help to us.
Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitwa nehurumende kuedza kugadzirisa upfumi. Iko zvino tinoda kutenda zvikuru Banga reAfrican Development Bank nekutibatsira zvakanyanya. Banga iri riri kubatsira nekuti nyika yanga yasangana nematambudziko makukutu zvichikonzerwa nezvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe nenyika dzekumavirira.
Kunyange hazvo vachiti zvinhu zvave nani munyika, mumwe mudzimai auya pamhemberero idzi watisina kuziva zita rake asungwa mushure mekunge ashevedzera pasvikava Mugabe pamhemberero idzi kuti ane nzara uye anodawo chidimu chake chemabhiriyoni 15 anonzi navaMugabe akabiwa pakutengeswa kwemangoda ekwachiyadzwa. Kushayikwa kwemari iyi pamwe nekuoma kuri kuramba kuchiita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi ndezvimwe zvezvikonzero zvakaita kuti nhengo dzeMDC dziratidzire svondo rapera. Zvichakadai vaMugabe vati hurumende yavo iri kushanda zvakasimba kuitira kuti vanhu vasaziye nenzara iyo inonzi yakakonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura kwakakonzerwa nekushanduka kwemamiriro ekunze. Vakurudzirawo kuti nyaya dzeuori dzipere kuitira kuti vashoma vasanote voga veruzhinji munyika vachinhonga svosve nemuromo. Zvisinei, vaMugabe vati vari kufara kuti hurumende yavo yakwanisa kugadzirisa nyaya yekunetsa kwanga kuchiita magetsi, kuwaniswa kwemvura mudzimba dzakawanda pamwe nekugadzirwa kwemigwagwa, kunyange hazvo pachine zvakati kuti zviri kuda kuitwa. Vati hurumende yavo yakashanda zvakasimba kuvhura makambani akanga avharwa uye vati pane mamwe makambani akavhurwa munguva pfupi yapfuura. Kunyange hazvo vaMugabe vachiti vakavhura makambani akanga avharwa nekuvandudza mamwe makambani akanga ave kuparara, sangano rinomirira vashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions rinoti makambani anosvika kuchiuru akavhara mikova kubva pakaitwa sarudzo dzemuna 2013. Veruzhinji vanga vakazadza nhandare iyi varidzirwa mimhanzi nevaimbi vakati kuti pamwe nekutambirwa nevana vanga vachiita anozivikanwa nokunzi mamass displays. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mapato 10 anopikisa munyika abatana mukuburitsa mashoko akanangana nezuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere uye achivimbisa kushanda wose musarudzo dzakakosha dzemuna 2018. Mapato aya anoti MDCT, People's Democratic Party, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, Mavambo Kusile Don, ZAPU, African Democratic Party, Zimbabweans United for Democracy, NCA, DARE. Mapato aya anotiwo abatanidzwa nekutadza kutonga kwebato rezano PF. Vanopikisa ava vanoti vanotenda magamba akarwira nyika asi vari kushushikana nenyaya yehuori, upfumi hwaenda kumawere, kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, nzara yapfunya chisero munyika uye kushushikanawo kuri kuita zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Mapato aya atiwo akazvipira kuti ashande nevana veZimbabwe kuti vavanyukure mumadhaka mavari uye kuti vakwanise kuzadzikisa zvakarwirwa nyika. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu, ava vanoti vatauriri vemapato aya ndo vainge vachisangana kuti vabude nechisungo chimwe chete panyaya iyi.
Hongu Blessing, isu sevatauriri vemapato anokwana 10 maopposition political parties, takange tichiita misangano mazuva fura tichigara pasi tichionesana tichiti makomrades ngatigarei pasi tione kuti tingapa statement ipi inobatanidza tose. Apo tanga tatumwa nemaprinciples edu, ini ndakatumwaona principal wangu Dr. Tsvangirai, vamwe vakatumwa nemaprinciples avo. Zvakadaro takagara pasi tikashanda zvakanaka zvinodakadza zvinomwisa mvura, tikagara pasi ndokugadzirisa ndokukwenenzvera statement, tagadzirisa ndobva tapa kuvakuru vedu kuti vakurui hezvoi basa ramatipata apedza statement draft iyo chiongororai mono kuti munoda zvamungada kuwedzera here kana kubisa kana kuti munofara nayo. Maprinciples ndobva vaiongorora ndobva vaikwenenzvera vakati maita basa vakomana navasikana. Saka taakuchiti statement iyi tose tinoitsigira.
Asi tichienda mberi, izvi zvinoreva here kuti vanhu vatarisire mubatanidzwa mune ramangwana tatarisana nesarudzo dza2018 kudai?
Blessing, handingatauri hangu ndichidaro nokuti ini somutauriri weMDC ndingangoti handina kodzero yokuti ndingataura nezvenyaya dzemacoalition talks. asi ndichidazve kuti vaterere vahwisise kuti kukwira gomo husende mara.
Mutauriri weMDCT Vaobet Gutu vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Blessing abatawo vaJacob Mafume vanove mutauriri wePeople's Democratic Party avo vanoti vari kufara nekuuya pamwe chete kwevanopikisa vachivimbisa kuramba vachishanda pamwe chete.
Tafunga kutora danho iri semapato anopikisana nekuti tiri muchirongwa chekuti titarise kuti hatikwanisi here kubatana tione kuti tigadzire yatinotiyo Grand Coalition. Vanhu vanyanya kutambura munyika, vanyanya kunetseka, vese vari muopposition naivo vari muzano chaimo, tiri kuona vari kushushikana. Saka isusu ngatitarisanei tione kuti tichitanga kusevenza, ngatitengei kusevenza pazvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuita tese. Message independence, tese tiri kufunga zvakafanana. Tiri kufunga kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vanofanirwa kunge vachiwana humwe upenyu hwakadarika hwatiri kuwana iko zvino.
Asi katinomboona mazuva apera aya manga muchiita sekunge muri makara, asiona nevamwe vachimboita kuratidzira kwavadzamara, vamwe vasipo, vamwe vachipindawo muguta vamwe vachiratidzira zvavakaita svondo rapera musi wechina, vamwe vasipo. Zvanga zvichifamba sei
mumapato ekupikisana apa? Pane dzimwe nguva tinopinda chechi dzakasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vanoitawo chechi nenguva yavo, vanoitawo maprogram enguva yayo. Asi tichawana political Easter nepolitical Christmas yezvinhu zvatinobatana nazvo.
Mutauriri wePeople's Democratic Party vaJacob Mafume vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mashoko ekuita chirwirangwe atsinirwawo nemutauriri wenyu Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe vaPishai Muchauraya, avo vaitawo hurukuro naBlessing Zulu vachiti vanoda kushanda nevanhu vane pfungwa dzakafanana navo.
Chekutanga ndechekuti maproblems atiri kusangana nawo kana matambudziko ari kusangana nevana veZimbabwe akafanana. Saka hazvibatsiri kuti tingoita issue tiri maopposition parties, tingoita issue madifferent statements. Izvo takatarisana nemhandu imwe chete iyo inova ZANU-PF yaondonga nyika yedu.
Izvi zvinoreva here kuti mune ramangwana makagadzirira kushanda nevamwe vanopikisa tichitarisa sarudzo dziri kuuya idzi muna 2018?
RDZ yakagara yakasununguka kusenza nevanhu vane chinangwa chimwe chetecho nesusu, zvichienderana nekuti zvinangwa zvavo zvinopindirana nemaonero edu, nekuti hurumende yetichazofoma inenge yakamira sei. Inenge iri ine mavalues akafanana needu. Hatipokani nevanhu vanenge vakadaro. Tinopokana navo ngekuti uku vanenge vane makala kana kuti masports ezanu-PF. Iwo ndotisikasenzi nao. But kune vanhu vanoti tido kugadzira hurumende ichazenge iri yevanhu ichibve kuvanhu, tinokwanisa kusenza navo.
Mutauriri weRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe vaPishai Muchauraya vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Zvichakadaro, varugare gumbo vanove mutauriri webato reZimbabwe People First, iro riri kufanotungamirwa naamai Joyce Mujuru, risina kubatana nevamwe vanopikisa mukuburitsa mashoko aya, rati harione zvakakosha pari zvino kuti ribatane nevamwe vanopikisa.
Tangofunga kuti hazvisiri necessary kuti tinge tichiita statement takabatana navamwe mapato. Tinofunga kuti zvinenge zvakanaka kuti pazvinhu zvakadai vanhu vaite zvavanoda. Isu tine pfungwa dzedu, tine maonero akasiyana uye kwatakabva kwakasiyana. Saka tichiri kugadzira maprograms edu, vini pfungwa dzedu nezvirongwa zvedu. Saka tafunga kuti kuda hatingachimbidziki kumanyira kundo ita mastatement namamwe mapato aya.
Izvi zvinoreva here kuti mune ramangwana hamuzoshande navo munenge muchiita henyu zano ndega?
Haiwa, hatidaro. Takataura kuti isiso tinoda kuti tisangane namapato ese kuti kana tichiita zvinhu iti panhu pamwe, asi kuti nhambe yachona haisati yasvika.
Mutauriri webato reZimbabwe People First varugare gumbo vari parunare kugweru naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Vapatson Dzamara vanove munun'una wemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai Dzamara avakapambwa gore rapera vambosungwa nemapurisa vakarohwawo zvakaipisisa muchiitiko ichi mushure mekunge varatidzira kunhandare yenational sports stadium. Vadzamara vanonzi vamboendeswa kukamba yemapurisa yeHarare Central vasati vaburiswa vakazoendeswa kuchipatara cheAvenues Clinic. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi tabata gweta riri kumirira vadzamara vaGift Mutise kuti tinzwe zvatora nzvimbo.
Ndikutosvikawo ndanzwa kuti vasungwa ndaenda kumapurisa ndikasvika vakabva vanifonera kuti ano variliswa asi vaenda kuchipatara nokuti vanga varohwa. Saka ndikutosvikawo pachipatara izvozvi ndikubva vana vakarara muchipatara.
Saka mhosva yavanga vasungirwa ndei?
Havana mhosva yavataura, vangoti vangorohwa. Sinzi vasina kana kuchanzi kwavaita vangorohwa, vasina mhosva.
Saka kurohwa kwavaitwa uku vakuwara zvakadii?
Izvezvi zvindichiri kutosvikawo. Pandangokwanisa kuona nemaziso angu paziso vari kubhiridha. Netsoka dzavo dzakazvimba. Is just in agony, vakarara.
Asi chiitiko chakadai imi segweta munochiona sei chekuti munhu anongotorwa orohwa osiyiwa?
Hatizvikurudziri izvozvo. Munhu anofanira kusungwa kana aine mhosva yapara. Toziva kuti mhosva yacho ndeyechii pasina kutyorwa kwekodzero.
Saka mune matanho amuri kuronga here kuti muvabatsire vatore pane vanhu vavashungurudza?
Matanho anofanira kutorwa asi pari zvino handina mainstructions akakwana kuti ndize kuti vari kufunga kuti tichiri kutosvikawo muchipatara mavari izvizvi.
Asi pane zvamanzwa kutorwa kwavaitwa vaendeswa kupi?
Vaendeswa kumapurisa kucentral, Harare Central Police Station. Vanga vatorohwa pave varoverwa kuNational Sports Stadium ndobva vatoendeswa kumapurisa. Asa ivo vari kuti havana kurohwa nemapurisa.
Saka varohwa nani?
Havasi kuziva kuti vanhu vavarohwa ndivanani. Asi ndivari kuti ivo varohwa nevanhu vanofungidzira kuti government officials.
Gweta ravaPatterson Dzamara vaGift Mutisi vanove nhengo yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari parunhare kuAvenues Clinic muHarare. Magweta esangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights nechishanu chapfuura akakwira kudare repamusoro-soro reConstitutional Court achida kuti dare riritare mutongo pamusoro pemhiko kana kuti National Pledge inonzi iri kunzi vana vechikoro vadzidzire. Izvo zvinotevera kuramba kuri kuita mumwe mubereki kuti vana vake vadzidzire mhiko iyi achiti inotyora kodzero yake semukristu. Mumwe wemagweta aya vaDeft Office vanoti murume wavari kumirira uyu ane vana vake vatatu vari kuenda kuzvikoro zvinoti Chizungu Primary School chiri kuEpworth neMashambanaka Secondary School iri kuUzumba. VaOfisi vanoti murume uyu asina kudongwa nezita anoti anopinda Church Apostolic Faith Mission in Zimbabwe izvo zvinozoita kuti mhiko iyi ipikisane nechitendero chake pamwe nevana vake. Mhiko iyi inonzi iri kurambwawo nemamwe masangano emachechi ayo anonzi ari kutya kuti ichashandiswa mukurasa munamato watenzi uri kuitwa muzvikoro pari zvino. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaHofisi pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Zvino tiri kuda kuti dare riongororo kuti pabundiro remutemo dzinobvumidzwa here kuti munhu amanikidzwe kuva achitaura zvino sezvirimo mune iri kunzi National Pledge iyoyo, nekuti isu manzwisisiro atinoita bumbiro remutemo ndeyekuti nendava yekodzero ine munhu wese yekuti ava achinamata Mwari anoda uye ave nepfungwa dzaanoda nekutaura zvaanoda. Kana paine chinhu chinotora kubva kukodzero iri mubumbiro remutemo chinofanira chiri mumutemo unobva kuparamendi kwete polisi. Saka ndopahuviri pekuti nendaa yekuti iri kunzi National Pledge hauzi mutemo kana kuti ipolisi haikwanisi kubata zviri mubumbiro remutemo, naizvozvo hafanhi kushandiswa kuti imanikidzeyo vana kuti vavo vachitaura zvavanogona vasingatenderi.
Saka kumatare muri kutarisira kupinda riini?
Maitikira zvakaita matare ndo anotipa date rekuzouya pari zvino. Zvatakaita takaendesa mapepa edu kumatare nemusi wechishanu 15 April. Tichazoendesa mamwe mapepa muvhiki riri kuuya iri ekuti tive tichikwanisa kunzwikwa nekukasikira. Napa tichakumbira kuti dare ritinzwe pakukasikira kuti titi izvozvi kunzi vana vataure National Pledge zvimbomiswe kana kususpendwa. Takamirira kuti iyo nyaya iri paichazopinzwa mudare ipapo zvikazobvumidzwa ipapo vana vozonzi vaitaure.
Saka imi muri kumirira vanhu vangani panyaya iyi?
Panyaya iyi tiri kumirira munhu mumwe chete. Tirikumirira baba vemhuri. Tirikumirira baba vemhuri vane vana vavo vatatu. Vana vatatu vari muzvikoro. Zvinoreva izvo kuti kutanga 3 May iyoyo vana vatatu iyo vanenge kufana kutaura pledge iyoyo saka tikumirira mubereki iyeye akazvimirira semubereki wevana nendaa yekuti mubumbiro remutemo rinotaura kuti chitendero chinenge chine mwana nezvekucheche zvese zvinhu zvekuti zvinosiyiwa mumaoko emubereki naizvozvo mubereki iye ndiye ari kumirira vana ye nemamirire echitendero chavo saka tikukumbira dare kuti riti national pledge nemanyorerwa rakaitwa harifani kutaurwa kuzvikoro nendaa yekuti vana vanhu vane pfungwa dzichiri kugadzirika naizvozvo vanogona kutochinjika pfungwa dzavo.
Vanga vari gweta reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vaDavid Office vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. America inoti iri kuwedzera mamwe mauto mazana maviri uye zvikopokopo zvehondo senzira yekubatsira kuti itore guta reMosul kubva kuchikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State. Gurukotaro zvekudzivirirwa kwenyika yeAmerica vaAsh Carter ava vari kushanya kuIraq vanoti zvakakosha zvikuru kuti mauto ehurumende yeIraq atore guta reMosul iri. Hondo yekutora guta iri kubva kuISIS yakatanga musi wa24 kurume. Nhengo dzedare reparamende reBrazil dzatambira urongwa hwekubvisa mutungamiri wenyika iyi amai Dilma Rousseff pachigaro. Munonzi mave nekufara kwakanyanya mudare repasi reChamber of Deputies apo zvabuda pachena kuti vainge vakwanisa kusvika panhengo mazana matatu nemakumi mana nevaviri. Nyaya iyi yave kuiswa kudare reSenate. Amai Rousseff vari kupomerwa mhosva yenyaya dzeuori uye kunyepera nyika kuti iri kuita zviri nani munyaya dzezveupfumi iwo upfumi waenda kumawere. Asi vanonzi vari kuramba mhosva dzose dzavari kupomerwa. Apo Zimbabwe iri kupemberera kusvitsa makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere, nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano nezveupfumi veruzhinji pamwe nevari muhurumende vanobvumirana kuti Zimbabwe ichakatarisana nematambudziko mazhinji munyaya dzeutano. Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kodzero yekuwana utano hwakanaka ikodzero iri mubumbiro remutemo yenyika, asi pari zvino kodzero iyi zviroto kunyanya kuvarombo vanove vazhinji munyika. Muzvarume notandonyoni avo vanoti mumakore avakakura kuendeswa kuchipatara kwaipa chivimbo chekurarama, asi vanoti nyaya dzeutano dzadzikira zvinosuwisa munyika, izvo zvokonzera veruzhinji vasina mari kuti varasikirwe neupenyu nguva yavo isati yakwana.
Isusu zvatinoona ndezvekuti health system yadzikira chaizvo chaizvo muZimbabwe, nokuti kudhara tichiri vana vadiki Zimbabwe yasununguka. Isusu tairapwa, isu taenda kuchipatara tichipihwa zvese, mishonga yese taitopihwa. Iko zvino unopihwa piri zvonzenda kunotenga mushonga.
Muzvarenyoni vanoti vanonzwa kushungurudzika zvikuru vachiona ruzhinji rwuri kurarama neutachiona hweHIV and AIDS avo vari kunwa mapiritsi ari kutengwa nevabatsiri sezvo hurumende yeZANPF iri kukundikana. VaDelight Pambirei, mumwe mugari wemumusha wechitungwiza, vaPambirei vanoti kurahwa kwevatungamiriri venyika kunze zvinobudisa pachena kuti utano hwenyika nguva manyama amire nerongo.
Senyika, utano hwevanhu huri kudzikira zvakanyanyisa, asi pane pamwewo zvapo pari kugonekwa. Chadhuva ndechekuti nyika vanhu havasi kukwanisa kuti vabhadhare mari dzinodiwa pakurahwa kwavanenge vakaita. Hatina hondo dzatinogwa, tinoona kuti mari yakawanda iniswa kudefensi kokuzvipatara. Isusu todawo kuti tiraramewo kwemakore akareba.
Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano, muzvare muchaneta mukamuri vanoti hurumende ichine chitsvambe munyaya dzekugadzirisa zveutano.
Kusununguka takasununguka politically semaZimbabweans, but pane zvikuru zvichiri kufanira kuti zvitarigwe kuzvipatara kune zveutano.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi, uye zvakare vachimirira Hatfield muparamende vatapiwa mashakada vashoropodza utongi hwava Robert Mugabe avo vavanoti vauraya nyika.
Health sector yedu yakaondongwa neutongi hweZANU-PF. Patakatora independence kuvana Parere Nyatwa, ana Mutare General, vana Masvingo Hospital, zvese waita kunge uri kuenda muhotera kana uchienda muhospital nokuti waiwana kuine mushonga. Zvese zvawaida waipiwa uchirapwa uchirarama. Asi zvinezvi tikaenda kumahospital edu hamusina madrugs.
Veruzhinji vanoti ishuviro yavo kuti vane mari nevasina vakwanise kuwana utano hwakanaka sezviri mubumbiro remutemo wenyika. Mukuru wechikamu cheHIV and AIDS neTB mubazi rezveutano vaOwen Mugurungi vanoti kushomeka kwemari munyika ndiko kwaondomodza zvipatara pamwe nekuti vanhu vasawana utano hwakanaka. Vanoti Zimbabwe ine zvika zvizhinji munyaya dzeutano zvairi kutadza kuzadzisa nekuda kwekushaya mari. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuna Michael Kariati achitipa nhau dzemitambo tichitanga nezvabuda mumakwikwi emukombe weIndependence Trophy.
Chikwata cheSkim in nhasi masikati chatora mukombe weZimbabwe Independence Trophy mushure mekurova vavakidzani vavo veHighlanders nezvibodzwa zviviri. Highlanders ikanwisa chimwe chete. Asi pane mumwe mutambo weIndependence Trophy zvekare watambwa kuWatt City Stadium kuguta reBulawayo. Dhana musi yakundwa 2-0 neFC Platinum. Totarisa mumutambo weRugby. Mangwana, makundano echipfumbamwe emutambo weRugby ewewe chidiki epasi rose eWorld Cup Under 20 ari kusimudzira hutsi muHarare paHarare Sports Club. Zvikwata zvese zvisere zviri mumakundano aya zvave muHarare zvichimirira kutanga kwemitambo apo Zimbabwe ichange ichisangana neSamoa. Zimbabwe iyo iri mugungano rimwe chete zvekare neUruguay pamwe neFiji inofarira kukunda mumutambo uyu kuitira kuti vanotevera mutambo weRugby varambe vachitevera makundano aya kusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Muongorori wezvemutambo weRugby vaMemory Machiridza vanoti semaonero avo Zimbabwe ichabudirira mumutambo wavo wekutanga neSamoa uyo uchange uri muHarare Sports Club iyo inove nhandare inozivikanwa zvikuru nemutambo weRugby.
Zimbabwe ndirikuona ichikunda pamutambo uyu. Ndirikuona vamatambi vedu, timu yedu yakamira zvakanaka.
VaMachiridza vanoti maYoung Sables akaita gadziriro yakasimba zvekuti vanoona kunge chikwata ichi chakabatana zvekuti chinokwanisa kusvika mufainari. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kusvitsa kwaita nyika makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kutira kutigwa kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera ragai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Zimbabwe inosvitsa makore makumi matatu nematanhatu yawana kuzvitonga kuzere vaMugabe vachiti vacharamba vachishandira nyika kudzamara zvinhu zvanaka. Mapato anopikisa anoti akazvipira kushanda pamwe chete mukuunza rugare munyika izvo zvaanoti zvatadzwa kuitwa neZANU-PF. Nyanzvi munyaya dzoupfumi nezveutano dzinowirirana kuti hurumende iri kukundikana mukuwanisa veruzhinji utano hwakanaka. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 18th, Zimbabwe's birthday, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Mugabe says Zimbabwe has made great strides in addressing issues affecting local people despite targeted sanctions imposed by the West.
Some improvements are taking place across the line. Let me also acknowledge that the African Development Bank has been of help, tremendous help to us.
But the opposition says the president is daydreaming.
And some Zimbabweans say the future looks bleak for Zimbabweans.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
President Robert Mugabe says Zimbabwe has made great strides in addressing issues affecting the majority of people, noting that some companies have created jobs in a nation independent. Analysts claim the unemployment rate is more than 85%. Official statistics have pegged the unemployment rate at slightly more than 11%. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi reports from Harare.
Officiating at celebrations to mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary today at the National Sports Stadium in Harare, President Mugabe said this achievement was despite the restrictive measures imposed by the West on him and his inner circle.
Some improvements are taking place across the line. Let me also acknowledge that the African Development Bank has been of help, tremendous help to us, and is assisting us with various projects, especially that the sanctions that have imposed on us by the United States are having their toll. Government is also working.
Although the president said the country's economic environment was improving, the situation on the ground is on the contrary, as evidenced by an unidentified woman who was arrested when Mr. Mugabe arrived at the stadium for demanding food and her share of the missing 15 billion diamond money. The unidentified woman was quickly whisked away into a police truck, and nothing more was heard about the fate of the unidentified protester. Rising unemployment, poverty, and the missing diamond proceeds were some of the reasons why thousands of MDCT supporters took to the streets last week in protest. Mr. Mugabe said his government is working hard to ensure that all Zimbabweans had access to food as the El Nino-induced drought wreaks havoc in the countryside. The president also urged those in government and other sectors of the economy to shun corruption.
One of the greatest tributes we can pay to Zimbabwe is to shun corruption, to shun regionalism, and avoid nepotism. We should always remember that we are one people, united by the bond of independence, the independence we are celebrating today.
Despite the country's poor economic performance, Mr. Mugabe said his administration had tried its best to deal with the power outages, water provision, and road construction, although much still needs to be done.
It is pleasing to note that Air Zimbabwe and the National Railways of Zimbabwe are now steadily on their way to resuscitation.
The president said his government has also managed to resuscitate several companies that were on the verge of collapsing and opened new entities.
A reorganization of the mining sector, which includes the consolidated state ownership of the diamond mines and the strategic management of gold mining and gold products has started to show improved results. I am glad to inform you that there has been a very commendable resuscitation of companies that had closed or were on the brink of closure. In addition, there has been the formation of completely new companies within the economy during the past few years.
But the country's main labor body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, says close to 1,000 companies were shut down following the holding of the disputed 2013 national elections won by President Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Turning to the country's 36 years of self-determination, Mr. Mugabe urged Zimbabweans to continuously remember the sacrifices made by the country's freedom fighters. Thousands of people who filled the stadium to capacity were entertained by several musicians and mass displays. Some Zimbabweans also today gathered at various centers countrywide to mark 36 years of the country's attainment of independence from British colonial rule. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, in response to President Mugabe's remarks, MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu said the president is out of touch with reality. Gutu's party and several others issued a joint statement today attacking President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party for failing to establish a democratic state and provide an environment conducive for creating millions of jobs it promised before the 2013 general elections.
That was basically meant to show that as opposition political parties in Zimbabwe, we have more that unites us than that divides us. So for the past 1 week or so, we, the various spokespersons of the parties involved, that is the 10 or so opposition political parties, we have been holding meetings, we have been networking, we have been coming together, structuring the joint opposition political parties independent statement that you have seen in the media today. So it's an exciting development, really, and it's just meant to show that, particularly from us as the MDCT, we are prepared, we are willing, we are able to work with any opposition political party, which has the sole purpose and intention of dislodging ZANU-PF from power.
Is this a harbinger of things to come? Are we likely to see a coalition going forward to 2018?
Blessing, I cannot really say this is a harbinger of things to come, but all I can say is that this is an exciting new development in the Zimbabwean body politic. You know that we have been getting a lot of flack, particularly us, the MDCT. People have been saying, you guys, you are playing the big brother. Tsvangirai wants to be seen as the big brother. But this just goes to show that Morgan Tsvangirai is a true Democrat and that he is prepared to work with any political party as long as we have the same values of democracy, of good governance, respect for the constitution, and respect for constitutionalism.
That was Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
In a related development, Patson Zamara, the brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, was allegedly beaten up by police when he staged a one-man protest at the National Sports Stadium, demanding the return of his brother, Itai Zamara, whose organization wants President Mugabe to step down, saying he has ruined the nation, was abducted by unknown assailants a year ago.
Zimbabwe's independence on 18th April 1980 was preceded by the Lancaster House Agreement of December 1979. The agreement paved the way for the country's first democratic elections. Analysts and ordinary Zimbabweans say the period running up to the elections, announcement of the results and Independence Day was tense, joyous, and hopes were high for the black majority. Our reporter Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
The two liberation movements, ZANU-PF led by Robert Mugabe and Joshua Ngomo Zapu, resoundingly won the elections, with Mr. Mugabe becoming the first black prime minister in 1980. Political commentator Ibo Mandaza, who attended the Lancaster House conference, says the announcement of the victory for the liberation movements threw the country into a frenzy with wild celebrations as white Rhodesians collapsed and fainted in their homes and streets following their heavy defeat. He says amid the joy were fears that the Rhodesians could do anything to prevent the smooth transition of the black majority into power.
When the results were announced and the city went wild, buses, hooting, youths. And I think it was clear, and the British warned General Walls that if you try anything, the blood of the whites be on your hands. Because I think the population was ready for anything.
He says thousands of jubilant Zimbabweans thronged Rufaro Stadium for the independence celebrations and hoisting of the Zimbabwe flag, despite reports the venue had been mined by the Rhodesians. For retired General Mike Nyambuya, the announcement of the March 1980 election results and the run-up to Independence Day compares to no day in the country's history. At that time, retired General Nyambuya was commanding Zapasi Assembly Point, one of the largest assembly centers for the liberation fighters who had returned from Mozambique.
There was jubilation and celebration in the country. At that time, I was in Zapasi. I was commanding Zapasi Assembly Point. So we were then tasked with the task of preparing for the parade, main parade in Harare and then in other provincial centers as well. And it was announced that Prince Charles was coming to lower the Union Jack and we left the Zimbabwean flag.
He adds that people couldn't sleep as they celebrated victory after a protracted liberation war in which thousands of their loved ones perished.
It was those days up to the 18th of April were full of excitement and celebrations, as it were. And on the 17th of April, at Nagurara, because of the whole thing, so the flag was actually lowered on the 17th midnight, and the new flag was raised a few minutes after midnight. And at Nagurara, we didn't sleep.
Zaka Senator Meshack Marava says he was excited to vote in the March 1980 elections. A then young Marava, working as a coast clerk in Harare's Masasa industrial area, voted in Harare's Mabvuku high-density suburb. Marava says he was very happy when Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF won the elections.
I'm one of those people who actually almost touched the skies by happiness. Almost every youth tried to imitate it or tried to draw the president, Robert Mugabe. I'm one of those people who also tried to draw his portrait. We were so happy then.
He still remembers that the period between announcement of the election results and Independence Day was full of joy and happiness. But for Marawa, now a lawmaker for an opposition party, Movement for Democratic Change, formed 19 years after independence, things have changed. He says the important national day has been monopolized by ZANU-PF and it has lost its significance.
This time, independence has become a party issue. It belongs to a certain party, and the other parties are not involved. And yet, to sum it up, during the times of the first independence, other parties were not there. Everybody was one person. We all were Zimbabweans. It was not much of the party. No one knew of a party, actually. We only knew of the independence which had been fought for by the sons and daughters of Zimbabwe.
For economic analyst Masimba Manyanya, who enjoyed Jamaican reggae star Bob Marley's independence celebrations gig at Rufaro Stadium, expectations were high. He says each time he passes by Rufaro Stadium, he remembers 18 April 1980, a day he describes as the highest point of his life, but he is depressed by the current state of affairs in the country.
Today, my thinking is, yes, we are politically independent, but we are not free. Politically, certainly, we are not free, because the freedoms that we thought we had won in 1980 don't seem to materialize before us. Economically, we are enslaved.
He says Zimbabwe is an impoverished nation, worse than it was in 1980. Mandaza is equally concerned. He says it said little or nothing has been added to the independence.
Very sad compared to the, so there's no comparison between the 80s and now. 80s was a period of contagious patriotism, hard work, commitment. It was an era of non-partisanship and non-partisan nationalism, I call it. We wanted to build a Zimbabwe and to see it shattered the way it has been.
Mandaza, like many Zimbabweans, believes that another Zimbabwe will emerge from the disastrous Mugabe era. He says Zimbabwe's restoration cannot be done by the current crop of leaders, but by young people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Join us this evening as we discuss Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary at a town hall meeting to be screened live on Facebook. We will also be on Twitter on hashtag Studio7Zimbabwe at 36 Town Hall.
Thanks so very much for the overwhelming response for our Facebook and daily independence competitions. We will announce the names of the winners tomorrow.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
Zimbabweans unhappy with the health situation in the country.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Brazil is in a political turmoil awaiting reaction from President Dilma Rousseff on the launch of the impeachment proceedings against her. Less than 4 months before the Olympic Games open in Rio de Janeiro.
Hundreds of East African migrants are believed dead after their boat capsized in the Eastern Mediterranean.
The death toll from a massive earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350 as rescuers continue to pull bodies from flattened buildings.
U.S. Special Forces together with Kurdish Peshmerga today launched a helicopter attack against an IS commander, killing him and two of his bodyguards.
And the U.S. Supreme Court will consider the fate of as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants Monday when justice hear opening arguments in a landmark case debating the legality of President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration.
As Zimbabwe celebrates 36 years of independence, health experts, economists, government officials, and ordinary Zimbabweans agree that the health system is in bad shape, hindering the enjoyment of the right to health as enshrined in the country's constitution. More from Patricia Mudadigwa.
Dilapidated infrastructure, lack of machinery and drugs, brain drain, inhibitive cost and strikes by medical personnel are some of the challenges bedeviling the health sector. Harare resident Notandonyon says lack of access to healthcare has dented Zimbabwe's black majority rule. She blames the ZANU-PF government for failing to maintain even the health infrastructure left by the colonial regime.
But, at the same time, we can give credit on the manner in which Zimbabwe managed to deal with HIV, of which we are told that the prevalence rate has actually declined and less and less people are getting infected with HIV. But then the danger is that what we've been noticing is that HIV treatment is being funded by the outside world, the Western countries. And our worry is that if that aid stops coming in, then who is going to fund, because there's no money in the fiscus?
Chitungu is a resident,
Delight Pambirei says it is worrying that the country's leadership is usually seeking medical attention outside Zimbabwe when the health delivery system is failing back home.
We have seen serious decline in the health system. Apparently, we inherited a very good and robust health network or health system, but because of failure to maintain these systems, we have seen this decline. Why am I saying this? You find we have situations where people, the ordinary person, cannot afford health services. We've got pregnant mothers or mothers who have given birth who end up getting detained for failure to pay for maternity fees.
A health expert, Muchanesa Mkamuri, says while there are a few positives, it is a sad reality that the health system has been compromised.
We appreciate the efforts that the government has done so far, considering that HIV hit the country at its highest in the mid-90s and early 20s by also availing medication for people and decentralizing art to the grassroots. But a lot still needs to be done. Because if you visit our health institutions today, you will see that nothing has been done in terms of maintaining even the buildings themselves. There are also certain diagnostic machines, such as the gene expert machines and so forth, that continuously break down and do not receive due attention.
Economist Tapua Mashakada, who is also a member of parliament for Hatfield constituency, blames the ruling ZANU-PF for the failing health sector. Director in the HIV and AIDS and TB unit in the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Dr. Owen Mugurungi, agrees that all is not well in the health sector. Mugurungi says lack of resources is devastating the sector, adding that as long as there are no resources, the health system will continue to deteriorate. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Now we will briefly hand you over to our reporter Chiwoneso Jani for our new youth slot, Time to Change.
Hello, all my fellow young people out there. My name is Chiwoneso and I'm your host for Time to Engage. Today we have a vibrant, energetic young lady, an entrepreneur in her right, business director of 143 Communications. And she'll be talking to us about the issues young women entrepreneurs face in Zimbabwe. Hello, Geraldine. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Chiwoneso.
All, I am so curious how a young woman like you is thriving in a turbulent Zimbabwe.
Okay, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, even when things were not okay in Zimbabwe. A mentor told me that I needed to first have the discipline to work for someone before I could work for myself.
What are the elements needed in a young woman like yourself to strive in Zimbabwe? Give me three great points.
Passion, passion, and passion.
What are the challenges young women are going through in Zimbabwe right now from your standpoint?
Despite the common standing problems that every Zimbabwean is facing to fund their business and that the business is low, the major problem that I have faced as a young, pretty woman is that so many people think that you're willing to offer yourself for a couple of $1,000. I've just told myself that I'm worth something. I'm worth more than everything, any dollar that anyone can give me. I have retained my integrity.
But what about the issue of funding, contracts, and business?
You'd find that in the national budget, women were allocated less than 1% of the overall total budget. It's a drop in motion in promoting gender equality. And considering the fact that women, like, they are more than 4% of the population, you'd think that more resources would be allocated to us.
It's very interesting. So what would be the way forward? What do you feel that young women like yourselves are supposed to do?
I feel that fact, conversation is the first step. Because as long as we're not talking about it, there's no way that we're going to do anything about it. And look at yourself and say, what am I doing to make my situation better? I think that's the first point of call.
Can you tell us about the process that a young entrepreneur should do?
First, what most people don't know is that there is a facility where you can register your company for only $25. For over 5 years, I didn't know that, but I just had to go to the register of companies. I just had to go and legalize everything, go to DIMRA, NASA, and just feel informed to say that I'm now in operation.
Passionate about communications. Why?
I love talking to people. I love engaging with people. I naturally could do and channeled it to make me money.
That was the business development director, Geraldine Kasambara. Thank you for being with us. This is Chioneso Johnny, your host for Time to Engage.
Thanks very much, Chioneso. Tune in tomorrow for another piece on Zimbabwe's youth. Don't miss it.
And in sports news, it has been 36 years of ups and downs for Zimbabwean sport, but the positive results have been few. Our reporter Michael Cariati tells us why.
Chikwata chetem in nhasi masikati chatora mukombe weZimbabwe Independence Trophy. Mushure mekurova vavakidzani vavo.
Sorry for that mix-up. We are going to get back to Michael Cariati shortly.
The international sporting success that the nation was expecting at the attainment of independence in 1980 has been nothing but a pipe dream, as in 36 years of sporting participation, Zimbabwe has remained the four guys of the international sporting world. A lot was expected after Zimbabwe won a gold medal at the 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow, but the country failed to build on that due to a combination of factors, including the government's lack of interest in sport despite its international appeal. Critics say it is disheartening that it took 35 years for Zimbabwe to have its own sporting ministry, which even after its creation in October last year, does not have the financial muscle to bankroll national teams in international competitions. As the nation celebrates its 36 years of independence and more than 30 years of international sporting participation, it is clear that Zimbabweans have had less celebrations in sporting success compared to other African countries. Although there were notable achievements, most of them coming from the country's female athletes, these have been few. There is that memorable day in 1980 when the Golden Hockey Girls landed at the Harare International Airport with that gold medal that should have laid down the foundation for future international successes, but unfortunately did not. The goalkeeper of the team, Sarah English, says the gold medal at the 1980 Olympic Games was the most memorable occasion in her life, especially that coming in the days the country was celebrating its independence.
Unbelievable to think you never mind won a game, you won a gold medal, never mind for, you know, just your country. This was Zimbabwe, this was new, this was everything.
Veteran sports administrator Albert Namwebonde reflects that everyone, Asians, blacks, colors and whites, were united as they celebrated what is probably one of the most remembered sporting successes in Zimbabwean history.
We will give you part two of this report tomorrow here on Studio 7. Don't miss it.
Now stay tuned for Studio 7 live talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about Zimbabwe's Independence Day. If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
President Mugabe says Zimbabwe has made great strides in addressing issues affecting local people despite targeted sanctions imposed by the West.
But the opposition says the president is daydreaming.
And some Zimbabweans say the future looks bleak for Zimbabweans.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night and happy independence.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris, ilichona njani mtwagazomu hle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 18 ngomabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
In addition, several other roads
phezu kwakho eminye imigwaqo seyaqheliswa. Uhulumende usethole abazamsiza ngemali kanye labenkampani ezakwakha imigwaqo ebalisa oBed Bridge Harare Chirundu.
Uzulu weZimbabwe ubuthene endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe enanza ukufikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ilizwe lithole uzibuse. Kubotshwe umnumzana Patson Tsamara, umne wabo kamnumzana Itai Tsamara etshengisela enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium eHarare namuhla. Ngesikhathi eleZimbabwe linanza uzibuse, ingcweti kwezempilakahle zithi ukwehla kwenani labantu abaligciwane kuyanqomeka lanxa nje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubhekane lendubo eziningi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu weZimbabwe ubuthene endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe enanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ilizwe lithole uzibuse. UMongameli Robert Mugabe ukhokhele umkhosi omkhulu oqhutshelwe enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium eHarare. Kubika uMavis Gama.
UZulu lowo evungama uMongameli Mugabe efika enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium lamhla emkhosini omkhulu wokunanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha iZimbabwe ithole inkululeko. Ube ngekho umkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe njengoba engekho elizweni waphelekezela indodakazi yakhe ebisikhulelwe ebikwa ibusiswe ngengane engufana kule Singapore lapho ayebelethela khona. Ubepholile uMugabe lapho esethula umbiko wakhe kulo mkhosi wokunanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ilizwe lathola uzibuse okumumethe amazwi wakha hatshi ukuthukana njengalokho abesejwayele ukukwenza. Uqongqosele ukuqakatheka kokulungisisa imigwaqo ephuma isiya kwamanye amazwe esikusimo esibi wathi kungalesi sizathu uhulumende ekubone kumqoka ukuba ayilungisise. Okwamanje sekutholakale imali yokuqhuba lowo msebenzi kulo oxhumanisa iHarare leBed Bridge kanye loya eChirundu usuka eHarare njalo.
In addition, several other roads
phezu kwakho eminye imigwaqo seyaqheliswa. Uhulumende usethole abazamsiza ngemali kanye labenkampani ezakwakha imigwaqo ebalisa oBed Bridge Harare Chirundu.
Wengeza ethi sekunganeno kumankampani njengoba ekhona asethe avuselelwa kodwa bengakulaleli konke lokho uZulu ezibangela umsindo.
Cairns Holdings, Rio Zim,
Cairns Holdings, Rio Tinto, Zimbabwe, Blue Ribbon Foods, Delta Corporation, Arnel, Olivine Industries, Border Timbers, Cotton Company of Zimbabwe, Capes Pharmaceuticals, Lamanye.
kube lokhozela ngesikhathi esethula umbiko wakhe lapho omunye wabesifazane emane wabemezela ukuthi ufuna ingxenye yakhe ye 15 billion ebikwa yanyamalana ngemva kokuthengiswa kwamatshe aligugu amadayimani. Intatheli zindaba kasanelisanga ukukhulumisana laye owesifazane lo njengoba ehle wathathwa ngabezomvikela ngesiphangiphangi kulesi sehlakalo esenzakale ngokuphazima kwelihlo. Uze ngokunengi uZulu lanxa inkundla beyingagcwalanga kangako abanengi bevalelwe phandle ngemva kokuba uMgabe sengenile. Kabazange bazihluphe ukuzaphatheka kulo mkhosi abamanye amabandla aphikisayo ngaphandle kukameya weHarare umnumzana Bernard Manyenyeni obekhona laye lenkokheli zengatsha zikahulumende abameli bakwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe kanye labalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Bekule micimbicimbi ebisenziwa ukulibazisa uZulu okubalisa abaculi abagoqela uSulumane Jimbethu, uJapreza kanye labo ababubutho abekade befola. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Ukuhlaziya amazwi kamongameli Mgabe sixhume ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda. Saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi yebo umnotho weZimbabwe uyathuthuka na njengokutsho kukaMgabe.
Ngibona mina ukuzima kakhulu ukuthi abantu nje kumbe abaphilayo kumkhonomo weZimbabwe bazwisise ukuthi uPresident Mgabe angabe exoxa ngaliphilizwe njalo exoxa ngani. Ngoba esikubonayo thina ukuthi i-economy umkhonomi uyawa njalo abantu kabasela themba lokuthi izinto zizabuya zilunge ngembana kwesikhathi esingaside kakhulu. Asazi ukuthi yena uPresident lokho akubonayo ukubona ngaliphi, kodwa kwandile nje ukuthi abantu abasemandleni bangabona ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso yikho lokho ukuthi hayi abantu ababona ububelo lobu obubonwa nguPresident mhlawumbe lalabo abasebenza bedlalela eduze layo.
Uthi uMgabe uhulumende wakhe usebenza nzima ukuthuthukisa impilo yezisebenzi zakhe. Uthi amankampani bayawavuselela amagetsi setholakala elizweni. Uthi ningalokho.
Zintathu izinto esingazitsho lapha ukuthi inkulumo ezifana nalezi sizijwayele ezivela kuPresident Mgabe kusukela ngo-1980 kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi umkhonomi ulokhu siwa mnyaka iminyaka elandelana abantu baze bazithole bengasenelisi ukudla kathathu ngelanga. Okwesibili okufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende zihole kufanele ilizwe lile mali. Okukhanyayo ukuthi njengoba uminister we-finance ophethe ezomnotho esitsho izimali zoholisa abantu kazikho, uPresident Mgabe wandile ukuthi athi imali khona ingekho. Okwesithathu yikuthi indaba kaPresident le ayichoyo eyokuthi into ezifana lamagetsi sezitholakala sokungcono ngoba uhulumende usebenze nzima, kumgcekeke ebantwini abakubona abakukhangeleyo ukuthi ugetsi ongani setholakala lowo wenziwa yikuthi amankampani amakhulu ekade esebenzisa ugesi akawusawusebenzisi kangako ngoba esevaliwe phela.
UPatson Zamara utshengisele yena eHarare namuhla esola kakhulu kunyamalala kukabhuti wakhe u-Itai Zamara watshaywa kakubi ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO njalo sikhuluma nje usesibhedlela. Ulubona njani lolu daba?
Ngibona mina lolu daba luzahlupha kakhulu kungalalokhu kusiba lokulwisana okungapheliyo okukhanya ngani kuphakathi kwemuli eyodwa lohulumende. Kungagcina ukuthi amaqhinga amakhulu kakhulu, kodwa kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi bakhona abazimiseleyo abanjengoMatson.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi kwezombusazwe njalo ufundisa ezepolitiki ekolishini leHuddersfield University kwelebhilitane. Kunjalo nje abanengi esigabeni seMandebeleni bathi ilanga likazibuse liyize ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF selehlulekile ukubusa kuhle. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Lonyaka iZimbabwe ifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha 36 ithole uzibuse. Ngeminyaka yakuqala kwaba lenjabulo enkulu ngoba izinto eziningi zaqalisa ukutholakala lula kwabensundu ababengavunyelwa kwezinye indawo lezikolo ezazibekelwe abamhlophe kuphela. umbalisi odumileyo umnumzana Benny Moyo ubeke ukuba ngomnyaka kaZibuse wakuqala wayefundela ukuba ngumbalisi eHillside Teachers College enokujabula okukhulu, kodwa lokhu sekwaphela ngoba abakubona lamuhla akuvezi ukuba iZimbabwe yathola uZibuse. Ukhuthaze abasembusweni ukuba bazinuke amakhwapha, bazibuze ukuba impilo ephilwa ngabantu iyaveza ukuba bayazibusa na.
Sokubona namhla sekungani izifiso sasilazo, izifiso ezenza sathatha izikhali, izifiso ezenza impini zonke asizibone. Sokungani kwakuliphupho konke sakutholayo. Sesisole ukuthi abanye sesesicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe eGibhithe kwakungcono ngoba lokho esiphakathi kwakho kuyatshisa.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko ephansi kwebandla lezapho umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu yena ubeke ukuba okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvezi ngitsho la kancane ukuba balwa impi ukuze abantu bakhululeke.
Kulokuthi bempilo yobuhlungu ukuthi uzwa lawe uncindizelekile kakhulu uncindezelwa ngomunye umuntu onsundu. Yiko sithina leli langa likamhlanga 18 ivele kasisoze safa savumelana solonga abantu bezanu bekufuca ukuthi lilanga lokuselebrate ukufonywa kwezanu ngomhlaka 18 April 1963. Kusobala ukuthi ilanga leli ngasithakazeleli independence ngoba kasilayi independence ngoba independence utsho ukuthi ukhululekile kasikhulekanga. So esingaba siyakujabulela ukujabula ngabantu kuyini kunamhlanje sesiguge singaka salilwe lelizwe lele izinto zonakala elizweni zikhomba sobala ukuthi kayikho independence nalesingathi siyajabulela.
Umongameli webandla lezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa yena ubike ukuba ilizwe liphakathi kobunzima ngoba abakulwelayo abakutholanga.
Ilizwe lakithi lisele lilokhu liphakathi kobunzima ngenxa yokubana izinto abantu abazihluphekelayo abazilwelwayo azisathutshanga. Abantu belwela ilizwe leli bekhangele ukuthi bazathola uzibuse. Kuningi ababekumumethe emcabangweni yabo ukuthi kwenziwe ukuze ilizwe lihlalisane kuhle, abantu bathandane, abantu bahloniphane, abantu bethembane. Konke lokhu kwehlula.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko bekuviyo lebutho leZipra umnumzana Ben Ncube uthi yena kusizani ukunanza uZibuse khona kulabaningi abanjengaye abalambayo, kulabalutshwana abasuthayo ababekwelinye icele elezandla. Uncube uthe baningi abalwa bengaphansi kweZipra abalokhe bengakatholi usizo kuhulumende okuyinto elihlazo.
Silabantu abaningi abasala bengavethwanga ngoba belokwesaba nxa ukhuluma ngokuthi asiyevethwa kuhulumende. Abanye babesesaba, abanye bakhona babephumile ngesikhathi sekugrawundi baya eSouth Africa. So kuthe kubuya i-vetting exercise bona babengaphetheya abazange bekwanisa ukuba lithuba lokuvethwa.
Omunye wabesifazana abalwa impi yenkululeko unkosikazi Belinda Ndebele uthi uyadanisa ngokwenzakala elizweni alilwelayo.
Ikakhulu ihistory ethu njengabomama, njengamaZipra ngomama, ayikho vele completely eZimbabwe, ayikho vele ayizwakali.
Abadala bathi lidumele edlula ilanga likaZibuse eZimbabwe selifana lamalanga onke ambalwa angananzwa kangako nguZulu ngoba ethi uhulumende obusayo obaphethe ngocuku nako usebusa kubi ukwedlula umbuso wamabhunu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ku live talk lamhlanje sikhangela ilanga likaZibuse lapho eZimbabwe lifikise khona eminyaka engamajomi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse wonsundu. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. EZimbabwe linanza uzibuse nje ingcwethi kwezempila kahle zithi ukwehla kwenani labantu abathelelwe igciwane kuyancomeka lanxa nje lolu hlangothi lubhekane lendubo eziningi ezigoqela ukusilela kwabodokotela abongi imithi lemitshina yokusebenzisa. Kuvika unothando Sibanda.
Uhlupho olukhulu iZimbabwe ebhekane lalo kuhlangothi lwezempilakahle kusukela ilizwe lithola uzibuse ngengculaza yona eyaqala ukumemetheka kakhulu ngesikhathi inotho yakuleli kanye lobudlelwano lamazwe asentshonalanga kubhidlika. Kungakhathalekile ukuswelakala kwemali, iZimbabwe yenelise ukwehlisa inani labantu elithola igciwane leli kusiya kuchumi lantathu ekhulwini, i-13.8% lonyaka livela kumachumi amabili lane ekhulwini, i-24.6% ngomnyaka ka-2003. Ingcwethi zithi umsebenzi obukekayo eZimbabwe waqala lapho kusungulwa inhlanganiso yokwenqabela kumemetheka kwengculaza, i-National AIDS Council, kanye nomthelo we-AIDS levy oyiwo wasebenza kakhulu ukuthenga imithi kanye lokuphatha inhlelo zemfundiso ngalomkhuhlane kuphathiswana lenhlanganiso zakwamanye amazwe. Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle uNkosikazi Belinda Ndlovu uthi ilizwe livela kude njalo kulesizathu sokuthi abantu bajabule ngalolu hlangothi, ikakhulu nxa kunanzelelwa ukuthi inani labantu elilegciwane lilokhu lisiya lisehla lalamhla lokhu.
Ikhangela kona lomnyaka ukuthi ziningi izinto esesizenziwe esibone ziphumelela. Ungakhangela umkhuhlane we-HIV and AIDS, ekuqaleni abantu babethola amapilisi kuphela ezibhedlela ezinkulu kumbe mhlawumbe kube lezimoto ezizaphuma zisiya emaklinika achiyeneyo zisiyabapha lawo mapilisi. Kodwa sikunanzelelayo ukuthi kathesi wophose wonke amakliniki asethwele amapilisi anathwa ngabantu abale-HIV. Ngokunjalo siyabona ukuthi yimpumelela kakhulu eyenzakala elizweni laseZimbabwe.
Lanxa kunjalo, ukuphela kwemisebenzi kuningi kuZulu sokwehlise inani lemali engena esikhwameni se-AIDS levy okwenza inak ithwale nzima. UNkosikazi Ruthendo Mabhena ongumongikazi uthi amanyathelo amahle kuleli alakho ukuphelela emoyeni ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali esichiye izisebenzi kulolu hlangothi zisilela kuthi lalezo ezikhona zingaselathando lomsebenzi ngenxa yokungaphathwa kuhle ngumqhatshi onguhulumende.
Kuyakhalisa ngiyatsho ngoba uma ngikhangele izibhedlela kathesi amanesi malutshwana, sibili ezibhedlela even lama-clinics amancane kodwa amanesi abasetrainiweyo abangasebenziyo bagcwele kakhulu ezindlini. siyavuma sithi kungaba kumumo ukuthi imali ingaba ingekho elizweni kodwa ukuthi unesi wangkhona afundi ehlala ngkhaya la kwenza ukuthi singasazwisisi ukuthi pho right ube hambelane esikolo aqede lapho ahambe ehlala ngkhaya
lokhu kugcizelelwe njalo ngumnumzana obet mangena isakhamuzi othi kuswelakala kwabongi labodokotela ezibhedlela yikho osukubangele ukubhubha kwamaqubaquba abantu kuleli
ungabi labodokotela abazingcitshi kuyaphambanisa kakhulu impilakahle yabantu bemaphandleni xa sikhangela isibhedlela abantu bayabuya befuna kuzokhangelwa ngudokotela oyingcitshi bemthole ngekho bebisele emakhaya ukuthi bazabuya ngelanga elithile abanye abasabi lesikhathi sokuphenduka ngoba impilo ihle ingasabi khona
unkosikazi mabhena kuqhubeke esithi lanxa kunjalo kukhona okuhle okwenziwa kuleli okufana lokuphatha ukucubungula okuninginengi ngezempilakahle okukhangelelwe ukuthi impumela isetshenziswe ukuthatha izinqumo eziza kuguqula lolu hlangothi kuwona lo umnyaka kuphela ilizwe seliphathe ukucubungula kwezengculaza umkhuhlane woqhuqho kanye lakuhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantwana olulokhu luqhutshwa mahhala elizweni kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1980
kule ndawo lezindawo akade zikhethiwe ukuthi kuhanjwe kuyedingisiswa ukuthi bona abantwana bahlabile na uma behlabile banganani abahlabileyo kube kuhanjwa kungenwa umuzi lo muzi kukhangela ukuthi uma abantwana bekhona bonke bahlatshwa yini uma bengahlatshwanga kube kudingakala izizathu sokuthi kungabe kuyini okwayenza ukuthi khona abantwana bengatholi imfanelo zokuhlatshwa kwabo
ekhuluma embuthanweni wokunanza uzibuse lamhla umongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe uphathe uhlangothi lwezempilakahle esithi uhulumende wakhe uzimisele ukuqhubeka esebenza ukuthuthukisa imizamo yokulwa le mikhuhlane ethelelwanayo kanye lengathelelwanayo umnumzana Ben Ncube osebenza lezibotshwa uthi nlanxa kukunenge okwenziwa nguhulumende uyehluleka okwamagama lapho kukhangelwa amalungelo ezempilakahle zezibotshwa lapho imikhuhlane yofuba lengculaza elokhu imemetheka ingananzwa ngumuntu
Not only is it a shortage of space, even lokudla kawukho. You find ukuthi umuntu nxa esefakwe ukukhosi yangkhona like TB course ya they have to eat. Ngoba kuthiwa kuyalambisa kungamali kungakho. So uyabiwa nathi about iswele in ukudla then after achieving it umuntu lo ngicina futhi esefile. Whereas nxa kade yayenza community service, you avoid all those things. And also lessen the burden on the state to cater for a large prison population.
Uqhubeke esithi kumqoka ukuthi inhlangothi lengatsha ezichiyeneyo ezifana lezemithetho ezokubuswa kwamadolobho lezabelo kanye lezempilakahle kusebenzelane ndawonye ukuze kuthuthukiswe amalungelo abantu elizweni.
Kumele kube le ndlela zokuthi kulama crimes lana esingathi ngama not so serious crimes, you know. Kumele aphiwe i-community service. I think there are a lot of cases anjalo ukuthi umuntu bekumele angafakwa entolongweni. So ke ngaleyo ndlela kumele kube ama-checks and balances ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu abahanjiswa entolongweni ngabantu abavele kufanele sibili ukuthi bayengena khona ngale. And ukuthi la amanye ama-crimes nje abantu bayephiwe i-community service or i-fine and avoid congestion.
Ingcwethi ekucubunguleni uhlalisana kwabantu unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Ndlovu uthi kunanzwa uzibuse kumele kukhulunyiswane ngokuletha inkokheli entsha ezaletha imiqondo emitsha iguqule impilo kaZulu lapho edinga ukuguqulwa khona
ubukhokheli bethu esasilabo obuningi yilobuyana ababulengqondo zingathi ezobugorilla ezokuthi yonke into ithathwa ngokudlangodlwango ngabazange bebe le ngqondo yokuthi i-leadership yokuthi kumele ngikhokhele abantu ngibe part of a team abantu bami bangizwisise lami bazwisise ngithole isikhathi sokubalalela babusa bebodwa khonale esigodlweni bengazange bacabanga ukuthi ama-effects ama-decisions abawenzayo
uzibuse walonyaka Uze ngesikhathi uZulu ekhulumisana ngokuzimisela kukahulumende ukuguqula impila kahle kaZulu. Kulandela isinqumo sendodakazi kaMongameli ukuyebelethela elizweni laseSingapore ejiye izibhedlela zakuleli lapho abesifazana lensane abaqhubeka besifa mahlayana nje ekubeletheni. Lanxa kunjalo, iningi lithi hayi kuzalunga, akulahlambeleko ngokufelwa, kungakho lathi sisithi impilo ende kuZulu labalaleli lapho ilizwe linanza ilanga likaZibuse. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leChicken Inn yilo eliphakamise inkezo yalonyaka ye-Independence Trophy ngemva kokunqoba ele Highlanders ngethuka 1 emdlalweni obusenkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leChicken Inn lifehlelwe ngu-Obadiah Tarumbwa kanye lo-Michel Katswairo, kuthi ele Highlanders lifehlelwe ngu-Bruce Kangwa. Emidlalweni ye-semifinal edlalwe ngomgqibelo, iqembu leChicken Inn linqobele Dynamos nge-1 kanye ikanti iqembu le-Highlanders linqobele FC Platinum nge-3-1 ngemva kokutshaywa kwembekwa. Umdlalo we-final udlalelwe enkundleni ye-National Sports loba nje ubuphakathi kwamaqembu akoBulawayo iChicken Inn le-Highlanders. Emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliphutshele kundawo yesithathu odlalelwe enkundleni ye-White City, iqembu le-FC Platinum linqobele Dynamos nge-2-0. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lona lihlohlelwe ngu-Aubrey Chirwa kanye lo-Wellington Kamushikariwa, kodwa lo mdlalo awulihambelanga kuhle ngoba lilinyalelwe ngabadlali abathathu abagoqela uNozinti, uFrancis Tizayi yena olimele isandla, uIshmael Wadi yena othunukele lapho alimala khona ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu lakhe litshaywa ngele Highlanders. Omunye umdlali weqembu le-FC Platinum ongasaqedanga umdlalo ngu-Last Stoll yena ogqobe kubi ngesikhathi ehambela ibhola ebelisemoyeni. Iqembu le-Dynamos belilabadlali abane kuphela ebhentshini, njalo umqeqeshi walo uPaulo Silva uthi lokhu ngoba kube labadlali abasuke baba ngamahlongandlebe phambilini komdlalo. Akasathandanga ukubabetha ngegama labo badlali esithi ufuna ukuqala ebikele abaphathi beqembu ngalolu daba. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Latela zimbuke sikhumbe sehlula bethuki bageza ngochako abanye begeza ngamanzi unze nsundu yabensundu qali wesiziba saseRhodesia unze amandebele eyakhupha abamhlophe esizibeni zabhula ukude linkabe zasidunga bhulugwe lendoda eyodwa eligqoka lijumi lamadoda ijube limhlophe elakhe isidleke kwahlala imkhumbazana wena wembumgodi wangawuhlala owavulinkundla wasinela izigxawu owacitha umlilo wasentumbane ehlahleli manzi abanye bewubhula ngelomileyo unangunanguya namhlazana kungayisuye ukunyuka bemphethe obulawayo phamdinga phansi laphezulu kanti usenduze wenkonjane wayezizweni umahamba yedwa ethembintonga yakhe abanye behamba namabutho begade ngenganunu ama-AK-47 umdala wethu umafukufuku unyongolo umcabuko ulinda owembabasala bencinda undunankulu wezikrafosi owathumela amabhunu izwi bathi lifike litshela abangakezwa ukuthi lukhulu luyeza eRhodesia lenzeka inkemenkeme yendaba yaduma inkafu lakufa libalele wahlangana lembila zithuthu smithi awindiza mthini eVictoria Falls ogumu General Peter Wolze wathi uyinkunzi mqabuko ayikho enye inkunzi engihambisana lawe e-Afrika kulikhawe lamakhawe nyongolo elakhothama ingelanxeba emhlane umkhonto owalolo wacitshe njelele intaba engakhulanga amafukazana athi azama ukuyikaza amabhuna ehluleka imvabazane yakhaqaza amabhunu izimpende ezinye isahumuzane ezifika besalibele umondi wezintandane umeliso olungileyo
Isilo sengonyama iqembe leqamanye ilembe leqamanye amalembe ngokukhalipha ngabafana bakagodlwayo behaya umafukufuku unyongolo uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo lamhlanje kulelanga likazibuse. Hayi kwanele okwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo, lingayika channel liyalandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk njalo kuqala ngo 9:30 sile nkulumo mpikiswano ku Facebook VOA Ndebele lapho esiyabe sikhuluma khona ngozibuse abalobulembo be-internet asihlanganeni ku-Facebook. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, mntungameli Nkomo.